joy of human love.
Last summer, I lived in a wide red farmhouse with 20 farmers. We were the live-in volunteers and interns at the World Hunger Relief Farm here in Waco. The farm is a Christian nonprofit that teaches sustainable farming techniques and grows produce to sell at the farmers market. They also work with small farms across the world, exchanging ideas and even interns. I started working on the farm as a maintenance guy to help pay for school. It was mostly mowing and small repairing, but I had a lot of questions and I learned a thing or two about belief along the way. Around here, a day's work begins in time with the sun. Before the Texas plains begin to swelter, the sky is still. All at once, our bit of acreage is awake.
All right, Serenity.
Yes. In the afternoon, Elizabeth Ross dunks a chicken in water to keep it cool.
Isn't that nice? There's your fan, guys.
She thinks there's a problem with the way people get food these days. She says people aren't eating well, and it's depleting resources. That's why she came to the farm.
I wanted to learn more, and I wanted to learn about holistic development and sustainable agriculture, and it seemed like a really great fit. And so I actually spent my first year as an AmeriCorps member teaching those after-school programs and teaching those kids how to grow their own food.
Milking goats can be a furry ordeal. Sarah Seitzma is an intern working with the livestock on the farm. She says that humans have to take care of the earth like God takes care of humans.
God, he's the one who serves his subjects and loves them and takes care of them and wants what is in our best interest. And so in the same way, we want to love and serve and take care of the best interests of God's creation.
She and her husband Anthony are Christian missionaries. Right now they live in an apartment upstairs at the wide red farmhouse. Soon, they'll leave life at the farm and live with friends in Uganda. New jobs, new education, new passion, and people move in and out. The farm is full of living things. Furry, feathery, flowering among them, and each committed to each by faith, in action to love. Around here, you just don't joke about that sort of community. It's like the sun, a fact of our lives, and we will all live accordingly. Drink from your mason jar when you're tired, watch the sky, and return to your work in the ground. Everyone is invited to the farm Saturday for some local food and activities for the whole family. For more information, go to worldhungerrelief.org. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jordan Corona.